Welcome to Becoming Sage, where the ordinary becomes extraordinary. My name is Lon Baumgarten. This week's episode is about the ergometer, or the rowing machine. The first rowing machine, or as we will be calling them, ergs, were tracked all the way back to antiquity. This is also the first time that regattas, events where people raced boats, took place. These regattas are what created the need for training on the land. Some of the original versions of the erg were found back in 4th century BCE in Athens, Greece. Despite this history that dates back thousands of years, the erg's history really starts in the 19th century with W.B. Curtis, the first man to patent a rowing machine. His 1872 patent included a flywheel and a ratchet. At the turn of the 20th century, ergs became increasingly necessary as intercollegiate competition grew. They were sold on campuses commercially. These machines allowed athletes to train during the off seasons, especially during winter, when their lakes and rivers were frozen over. These different machines would try to measure resistance with different assortments of weights, but they would be incredibly imprecise until much later on. On top of the lack of precise resistance measurement, these designs were bulky. Each erg was so complex that they were impossible to move efficiently. We are going to jump a few decades into the future, but first, we would like to ask that you download this episode and follow us so that you never miss an episode. Sometimes episodes have to upload irregularly by following both this show wherever you get your podcasts and setting us up to be automatically downloaded. You will never have to wait more than is necessary for the next episode of Becoming Sage. Now, Jessing Nilsson was able to use ballast weights to manage resistance, providing actual concrete results with resistance measurement. As the 1980s rolled around, erging hit an all-time high in popularity with rowers as an alternative training method to the on-the-water rowing. New erg models became lightweight, making it easy for athletes to move a machine. In the same decade, Repco designed the first air resistance erg with adjustable resistance. They combined the flywheel with air resistance and created a new standard for the ergometer. This led to the creation of the first Concept 2 erg, perhaps the most popular erg to this day. The 1990s and their digital revolution included the ergometer in their digitalization. This was mainly in the form of better and faster measurement, like the screens that sit atop ergs today. Today, many ergs can either fold or slide apart into multiple pieces. Currently, most rowing machines use either air or magnetic resistance, but a few companies have developed water resistance for their rowing machines, which has a very different mechanic to the air or magnetic versions and does feel quite different. Rowing is a great way for most people to get or stay in shape. Rowing stroke is about 75% a lower body workout, with the rest being all upper body and core. Your quadriceps or quads are perhaps the most affected, but rowing also works out calves and glutes. In your upper body, you can see benefits in your biceps, triceps, and lats, the broad and flattened muscle that extends over your back. Many people with low vision, or even those with complete vision loss, have a difficult time working out safely. Using a rowing machine is one of the few that is safe for those people, and studies have shown that significant physical benefits for those who row yet cannot see. Unlike other sports and physical activities like running, basketball, football, or hockey, rowing has a very low impact on your body. While there are numerous physical benefits to rowing, many people also receive mental benefits as well. Whether they find it meditative or exercising simply puts their mind to ease, they will find themselves more put together and calm after rowing, even if they are rowing on a machine instead of the water. I know that I certainly do. Rowing brings your heart rate up, something that has been proven time and time again to improve cardiovascular health. Rowing is only dangerous to your heart if you have a pre-existing heart condition, in which case you should consult your medical physician before partaking. These easy-to-manage, home workout-friendly machines have a multitude of benefits. It isn't all benefiting the things that your doctor warns you will be a problem in 20 years. Rowing consistently is a great way for most people to build endurance, strength, lung capacity, and lung efficiency. Once again, I would like to mention that every person is unique, and as such, there is no guarantee to benefits or a singular timeline for benefits that come from rowing. If you have a pre-existing health condition but would still like to try a rowing machine, it is best to consult your doctor beforehand. Thank you for listening to Becoming Sage. This is Alon Baumgarten. Make sure to tell your friends and family about us here on Becoming Sage, where they too can listen to the ordinary become truly extraordinary.